weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. We'll continue with rain showers, few rumbles of thunder in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, otherwise cloudy skies around 60. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy, upper 30s. And Friday, sunny skies, temps around 70. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Consumers consider farmers the most trusted member of the supply chain when it comes to ensuring safety. Correspondent Michael Clements with more.
The United Soybean Board recently unveiled the results of a consumer survey that gathered consumer thoughts on the supply chain. Mace Thornton, USB Vice President of Communications and Marketing Strategy, says the survey revealed a strong level of consumer trust in farmers.
About 78% of the consumers that were polled placed farmers as the most trusted spot in the food supply chain, and that's very encouraging. We think those results are kind of a combination of the overall safety and stability of U.S. grown food. And once people know more about the sustainability of U.S. grown food and the strategies that farmers are putting in place at the farm level, those numbers are going to skyrocket even more.
Also important is that a majority of consumers surveyed also view soy as a healthy option.
While human food from soy makes up a smaller piece of the pie than a lot of the other sectors, we know that when it comes to the overall reputation for U.S. soy, 99% of that reputation is coming directly from consumers. So it allows us to find out what is on their minds, the topics that are driving their thoughts, and then being able to address them as we build those shared values.
Thornton says the survey identified the conversation about soy sustainability as an area of opportunity.
Less than about half were really aware of all of the sustainability work that's going on in the soy space, about what farmers are actually putting in place at the farm level to address some of the environmental challenges. So we look at that as really being an opportunity for soy to be not only a catalyst, but also a vector for sustainability. And 2/3 felt that that was even more positive. So we're going to make sure that we are able to take advantage of that going forward.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Lease a new 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right. Drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43,640, 10,000 miles per year with 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. 41,144 sales price. 47,50 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. $299 due at signing with lease rate just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Labor is still working on trying to modernize the state's unemployment insurance system after Governor Laura Kelly made the announcement earlier this week stating that the agency issued a request for proposal to replace the more than 40-year-old computer system.
The goal of this modernization project is to make sure that, you know, God forbid we ever do end up in a similar situation, that we, the citizens of Kansas, will have a system that provides the level of service that they deserve. We are committed to paying each legitimate claimant the money that they are entitled. I'm sure you've heard former acting Secretary Ryan Wright say, if you owed a dollar from this agency, you will receive a dollar from this agency. And so we have made huge strides within the last 3 to 4 weeks on getting that backlog eliminated.
That was KDUL Secretary Amber Schultz on KWCH News. The Kansas legislature is currently considering Governor Laura Kelly's $37.5 million budget request to replace the KDUL's aging system. Good American Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Storms pop up with a little notice, and hailstorms can come rolling through and destroy your wheat crop in a matter of minutes. If your wheat crop is not insured, now's the time to call PNB Insurance in Wichita. It's not too late to protect your crops. Ron and Dan Pilecki know crop hail insurance,
and they're great people to work with.
If you've got a claim, there's no red tape, just fast, fair claim service with a check on its way. PNB Insurance in Wichita. Call 1-800-272-9525. That's 1-800-722-9525.
The case of a black man who died following a party in rural Kansas more than 16 years ago has been ruled a homicide after his body was exhumed as federal authorities investigate his death as a possible hate crime. The Federal Bureau of Investigations reported on Monday that the new autopsy of the body of Alonzo Brooks concluded the cause of the death was homicide. His body was exhumed last year from a Topeka cemetery and transported to Dover Air Force Base for an examination. Brooks was 23 when he disappeared after attending a party back in May of 2004. His family later found his body in a creek near where the party was held. The FBI reopened the investigation in 2019. In other news, the Valley Center School District is planning to vote tomorrow on whether to drop its mask and social distancing requirements. The discussion comes after the board received a complaint from a former Sedgwick County Commissioner who opposed all COVID-19 restrictions. The board held a special meeting on Monday this week to discuss the complaint. The argument invokes a new state law that requires a speedy hearing for anyone objecting to the COVID-19 restrictions. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to new workplace protections that would ban discrimination against employees based on their hairstyles. The measure advanced on a 38-0 vote through the first three required votes. Senator Terrell McKinney of Omaha introduced the bill to prevent employers from harassing or firing employees based on naturally curly hairstyles that are popular among black people. McKinney says he worked to address the concerns raised last year by Governor Pete Ricketts, who vetoed a similar version of the bill. Nebraska residents who stop working temporarily to care for a family member with a serious health condition could claim unemployment benefits under a bill advanced by lawmakers. Lawmakers gave the measure first round approval with a 27-11 vote. The proposal by Senator Megan Hunt of Omaha would allow workers to collect benefits if they left a job due to family caregiving needs, but are planning to return to work. Wednesday, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Investigation into the death of two victims reportedly found at a rural residence 2 miles northwest of Blue Springs Tuesday morning continues. This has been ruled a murder-suicide. Authorities were reportedly called to the north side of East Oak Road shortly after 10 a.m. with a report that a man had suffered a gunshot wound. He may have been outside with a woman inside, and both were apparent victims. Investigators found 49-year-old Jason Arnold and 40-year-old Brooke Cook, both of Blue Springs, dead when they arrived. The State Patrol says Arnold had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The case is being identified as a murder-suicide. Again, the victims, Jason Arnold, age 49, and Brooke Cook, age 40. Marshall County Health Department reminds residents of the follow-up mass vaccination day, Thursday, April 8th, 6:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m.
at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. This is only for those people who will be getting their second dose of Pfizer vaccine. Over 800 residents received a first dose March 11th. Park on the west side, enter through the west door. A drive-through lane will be provided on the east side of the depot for those who cannot walk into the clinic. A reminder, this clinic is for booster, number two shots only, Thursday, 6:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Please bring your white COVID vaccine card with you. Contact the Marshall County Health Department or CMH in Marysville if you need additional information. A COVID-related hospitalization was reported Friday in Marshall County, believed to be the first since March 8th. The public is further reminded that Phase 5 for the general population 18 years and older is now open. You're asked to call the CMH hotline at 562-4474 to get your name on the vaccine list to gauge how much vaccine is needed to meet the needs of the community. Also for those in Phases 1 through 4 that did not get vaccinated earlier, contact the Marshall County Health Department or CMH for a vaccine appointment. Some 1,800 doses have been administered in Washington County, with over 1,000 first doses and 700-plus follow-ups, as well as some 100 single shots. Anyone age 16 or older is now eligible, but an appointment call is requested through the Washington County Health Department. Washington County also reports a single case of COVID-19 locally as of this week. The Marshall County Conservation District is taking applications for the Kansas Reservoir Protection Initiative Cost Share Program, providing financial assistance to landowners in priority watersheds to implement sediment-reducing conservation practices to enhance efforts above federal reservoirs where water supply storage is impacted by sedimentation. Tuttle Creek Reservoir is among those targeted, where 49% of water supply storage has been lost to sedimentation. The Kansas Reservoir System is critical infrastructure during both flood and drought and is being diminished over time. The initiative provides an opportunity for producers above some key federal reservoirs to improve their land while benefiting downstream water resources. Landowners interested in participating are encouraged to contact the Marshall County Conservation District at 562-5343, extension 3. Many sediment-reducing conservation practices are eligible through the initiative. However, projects focusing on cover crops, large gully repair, reduced tillage, and nutrient management are highly encouraged. Applications for the initial round of funding will be accepted through April 15th. It's not guaranteed adequate funding will be available to provide financial assistance to all eligible applications. Additional details are available online through the Kansas Water Office website at kwl.ks.gov. Or again, contact the Marshall County Conservation District office at 562-5343, extension 3.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
RX Drugstore Marysville announces new store hours effective April 15th, Monday through Friday, 8:30 till 5:30, Saturdays, 8:30 till noon. If you can't make it in, call for arrangements. Free in-town delivery to Marysville and Frankfort from RX Drugstore with new store hours effective April 15th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the forecast across the area, it does look like we have the slow-moving low-pressure system as well as an upper-level low spinning across the central and upper parts of the Midwest that will continue to bring rain showers off and on as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. In some areas, as we head into tomorrow night, we also could see a few rumbles of thunder. It looks like we'll finally see dry weather as we head towards the end of the week, but we have another cold front that's going to push through as we head into Friday night. That could bring us a chance of rain. Otherwise, temperatures, we are seeing a cool down. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest in the 50s and into the 60s. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts at 20. Tonight, we'll continue the rain showers, cloudy skies around the mid-40s. For tomorrow, lingering chances of rain, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures at 60. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April 64, record high on this date 87. The average low 38, the record low is 16. Sunset this evening 7:56. Sunrise in the morning, 7:02. We received just shy of a quarter inch of rain overnight here at the Key NY Studios.
Raise a glass and have a toast to your health because it's World Health Day today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 7th, the 97th day of the year. World-famous actor and martial arts expert Jackie Chan turned 67, and on this day in 1933, beer became officially legal to purchase in the U.S. Although some may argue that beer is good for you, on World Health Day, that's not the theme for 2021. Every year, the World Health Organization chooses a theme to focus on, and this year's theme is protecting health from climate change. Last year's theme was, appropriately, to celebrate nurses and midwives who became the faces of the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, you can celebrate World Health Day by organizing a conversation in your community and spreading awareness about how climate change affects the health of every person in the world. Do some good for World Health Day. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The NCAA used the single-site concept for its marquee championship out of necessity. Now it could become part of the tournament's future. A day after crowning a national champion for the first time since 2019, NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Don Gavitt told reporters that the successful men's college basketball tournament held primarily in Indianapolis and exclusively in Indiana could create a late-round model for future tourneys. Gavitt said, knowing what we were able to pull off here in such a short amount of time, I think gives me and the NCAA staff an incredible backup plan if we're presented with another challenge. The new director of athletics for the University of Kansas arrived yesterday afternoon in Lawrence. KU Athletics shared a video of Travis Goff's plane touching down with staff greeting his family on the tarmac. The university announced Monday that Goff would take over for exiting director of athletics Jeff Long. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Major League Baseball pulled its All-Star game and draft away from Georgia after the state passed voting laws the league says suppresses the vote. The game will take place in Denver, Colorado, and KCNC-TV political reporter Rick Salinger reports on the politics of it all.
Georgia struck out, leaving Colorado the game winner. The Most Valuable Player Award may go to this state's election laws. Senator John Hickenlooper says Colorado set the gold standard for voting.
Best of all, it was created by Republicans and Democrats all over the state. All the county clerks got together, the majority Republicans, and they said the more people vote, the better the world's going to be.
Enacted in 2013, Colorado mails ballots to all registered voters and has a huge 95% rate.
The game will take place at Coors Field in Denver on July 13th. Royals in action today with the Cleveland Indians. First pitch at 12:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Your landscape's wildlife appeal with our Native American hazelnut. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Native to dry and moist thickets, woodlands, and prairies, this multi-stem shrub prefers full sun to partial shade and moist, well-drained soils. This plant suckers readily and grows 8 to 12 feet tall and wide or larger. Give it room to spread or do regular pruning to maintain its size and shape. The male flowers are showy, hanging from the branches like tinsel in early spring. Plants can begin bearing nuts just several years after planting. The edible nuts are surrounded by papery husks and can be eaten raw or ground into flour for cake-like bread. The leaves turn yellow or wine red in fall, adding to its seasonal beauty. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, the American hazelnut makes a nice addition to natural, informal, and wildlife gardens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Sometimes history makes people seem bigger than life. That's certainly true for a man named Ethan Allen and his band of Green Mountain Boys. So what was fact and fiction? We take a look at their story on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys. If you've read about them in history books, you probably think of their role in the American Revolution. Lisa Simpson says there's much more to the story.
Ethan Allen was wanted by the state of New York. He was a criminal. He had been involved, he and the Green Mountain Boys, in some very ferocious fighting over land. Who owned the land in New York? He thought the Vermonters did, but the New Yorkers thought they did.
But that band of crooks was intent on capturing Fort Ticonderoga, an important stronghold at the southern end of Lake Champlain. So on the night of May 10th, 1775, Allen, Benedict Arnold, who had yet to turn traitor, and the Green Mountain Boys slipped into the fort and surprised the British stationed there.
They knew that there was only a few men here. They were unaware that the Battle of Lexington and Concord had taken place. So when they captured it in the cover of darkness, basically they just ran right in, pushed the sentry aside, and ran up to the door where the commander was, knocked on the door and said, "Hey, get out of here, you old rat."
Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys took the fort without a shot being fired. 2 years later, the British got it back without a shot being fired. After the capture of Fort Ticonderoga, Ethan Allen seemed to vanish from American history. In a sense, he did. And George Washington made sure Ethan Allen stayed away.
He was captured and sent to Canada by the British, who held him in a prison. Normally, exchanges would take place between British and American officers, but Washington was very afraid of Ethan Allen. He was a loose cannon, so he decided it would be better to keep him in prison rather than to exchange him.
Part of that imprisonment was spent across the Atlantic in England. It was not until 1778 that he was finally exchanged for a captured British officer. Traveling the countryside in Fort Ticonderoga, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a real estate and household auction for the Darrell and Marjorie Cudney estate Saturday, April 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. west of Marysville at 1183 Highway 77. Selling a 2013 Cub Cadet 23-horse 48-inch riding mower, 1949 Ford 8-inch tractor, several tables with chairs. Collectibles include an oak buffet, china cabinet, steamer trunk, 5-gallon Red Wing crock, painted 5-foot cabinet, decorative plates, glassware and miscellaneous, a small chest freezer, 2- and 4-drawer file cabinets, long-handled tools, a leaf blower, and miscellaneous. Real estate selling at noon is a ranch-style 1-bedroom, 1 1/2-bath home with attached 2-car garage, full basement, 3 other outbuildings that sits on approximately 8 acres of a private wooded area along Highway 77 just west of Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. This real estate and household auction for Darrell and Marjorie Cudney Estate Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at 1183 Highway 77. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Springtime means field work, and unfortunately, tractors getting stuck in the mud. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on getting yourself out of the quagmire as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live." Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, "Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live."
Rain, melting snow, mud, and tractors don't play nice together. A tractor that becomes mired down in the muck will surely bring some high drama and a few choice words. But take a deep breath and figure out a plan that is safe and won't damage the equipment. Kent McGuire is an Ag Safety and Health Coordinator at The Ohio State University. He says when the wheels of the tractor first start to spin, stop, raise the implement, and engage the differential lock.
Put the tractor in reverse and position the throttle at about 1/4 open. Slowly engage the clutch and try to back out of the wet spot. Keep the tires spinning to a minimum. If this fails, stop, because if you continue to spin those wheels, the tractor just will dig in deeper and deeper.
Try digging the mud away from the front and rear wheels and place boards behind the wheels to provide a solid base for backing onto. If this doesn't work, it's time to check your pride and call someone to pull you out.
try to pull the tractor out in a straight line and backwards through the same tracks if possible. There's less resistance if you're pulling back through those existing tracks. Make sure that the towing devices such as chains, tow bars, or straps are big enough and strong enough to handle the load. They need to be rated at 1 to 1.5 times the weight of the stuck equipment.
McGuire also recommends draping something heavy over the tow chain, so if it snaps, it falls to the ground rather than becoming a shooting missile back at you. Do this safely, and you can laugh about the whole thing later on. Find more tips on getting a stuck tractor out of the mud at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I still remember the day I found out my husband and I were going to have a baby. 9 months seemed like a long time to prepare, but of course the time flew by and before we knew it, we were in the throes of new parenthood. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, having children is one of life's greatest joys, but it also means that you're going to have some pretty significant new and long-term expenses that weren't part of your financial picture before. It might be helpful to sit down with a financial professional. They'll help you review your health plan, take inventory of your resources, and maybe even identify some ways you can manage your money so you're fully prepared. They can also provide guidance on long-term goals, things like college savings and emergency funds and preparing to leave a financial legacy. Growing your family is such an exciting time, but don't ignore your finances. Thoughtfully preparing for your family will help you model your financial values and enjoy each stage of your child's life.
KNDY.
We may be wasting less food as a result of the pandemic. Find out why today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't sacrifice precise seed placement for speed this planting season. Get Ag Leader's Sure Speed planting system with SureForce hydraulic downforce. Not feeling the need for speed? Ag Leader also has a range of planting technology that's sure to meet the individual needs of your operation. Level up your planting this year. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Ag Leader, technology that works for you. The food industry wants you to know that the supply chain cares about food waste. The pandemic has caused more of us to be eating meals at home, and Leslie Sarazen, president and CEO of FMI, the Food Industry Association, says that has led to a more open dialogue about the food waste problem.
This has been the perfect opportunity for us to get a lot of these food waste messages out there and for consumers to be in positions to receive them and understand them.
Sarazen says food waste is a topic FMI has worked on for decades. The pandemic brought on some lifestyle changes and briefly disrupted the food supply chain. Sarazen says it got people thinking, though, about the big picture concerning their food.
If the consumer doesn't trust that we're doing the right things and that we are doing things that have their best interests at heart, we can't be successful. And so in this day and age where we know the consuming public is much more focused on issues related to sustainability, including issues related to food waste, just being able to develop a trust factor with them that we're doing the best we can to try to address those issues, I think is an important part of that business case for being engaged.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says corn planting across the country is pretty much on par with normal.
Among the 18 major production states, we see some planting progress in five of them at this early stage. For the week ending April 4th, Texas, of course, leads the way, 55% of the intended corn acreage planted. That is ahead of the five-year average of 53% and pretty much on par with last year's number of 56%.
Kansas corn planting stands at 2%.
Nationally, we see 2% of the corn planted by April 4th. That is right on par with the five-year average and last year's number.
Again, that's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at KSCorn.com. Well, we are seeing a bit of a step back in northwest Kansas. We were a little warmer yesterday, but northwest Kansas checks in today at 46 to 49 degrees. Southwest Kansas still holding at 50 to 53 degrees. And central and south central Kansas still the warmest at 54 to 57 degrees. And we've got warm. warm-up continuing in Oklahoma. Most all of the state of Oklahoma checks in at 57 to 61 degrees. There are some pockets that are a bit warmer and some pockets that are a bit cooler across the Sooner State. But for the most part, 57 to 61 degrees. The Panhandle is the exception there, and it is warming up even at that. Panhandle temperatures now stand at 52 to 54 degrees. So a bit of a warm-up in the Panhandle of Oklahoma as far as the soil temperatures are concerned, continuing to warm slowly. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Accelerator credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applied to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. For the third consecutive week, the national average price of gasoline has dropped, declining 0.4 cents to $2.86 a gallon, according to GasBuddy. The national average stands 9.9 cents higher than a month ago, nearly 96 cents higher than 1 year ago. The national average price for diesel fell 0.2 cents in the last week, stands at $3.08 a gallon. GasBuddy's Patrick DeHaan said last week was a mixed bag for consumers at the pump as gas prices in half the states rose, the other half declined. DeHaan says gasoline prices may see a second run to reach a national average of $3 a gallon in the months ahead. Data from the Energy Information Administration last week printed a decline in U.S. oil inventory, which now stands about 6% above the average range for this time of the year. Meanwhile, U.S. gasoline demand continues to rise for the week, ending March 27th. America's continued to get outside amidst better conditions and fewer travel restrictions. Well, USDA is seeking public input to help create a new rural renewable energy pilot program. USDA seeking written comments and will host public listening sessions coming up on April 22nd. USDA's Justin Maxson said we need to get rural communities at the heart of the climate action and climate smart solutions. That begins with getting feedback. The Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021 provides $10 million to USDA to develop a pilot program to provide financial assistance to rural communities and further develop renewable energy. The request for information and stakeholder listening sessions seek input to help develop options for the Rural Renewable Energy Pilot Program. This new program will aim to support the nation's critical energy needs and combat climate change while advancing environmental justice, racial equality, and economic opportunity using distributed energy technology innovations and or solutions. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
A uniform seed bed depends on uniform soil preparation. Stay tuned for how to level your spring tillage tools on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher load capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to get. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Your tillage implement this spring, make sure it's level from front to back and side to side. There are two reasons why. One, you don't want to create any ridges of soil at different depths in the field. And the second is, when the planter goes through, it might struggle to put seeds at the right depth in some areas. Ryan Bergman is a program specialist at Iowa State University. He says to check the tires first to be sure they're in good condition and at the right pressures. Over or under inflation can cause the cultivator to run deeper or shallower. Then put the implement on a level surface and unfold the wings.
Put the machine in, you know, whatever hydraulic mode you would typically operate it in. For most machines, that's in a float type position. And then typically what we've seen most manufacturers recommend is lower the tool down to within a couple inches of the ground and then get out and just start measuring across it. You want to measure both laterally across it, so from right to left of the tool, but also from front to back of the tool as well.
There will be some natural variance in that due to wear and tear of the shanks and other parts of the machine. He says not to be too concerned unless you see differences that are greater than an inch.
If you see differences left to right or like on the wings versus on the center section, you know, typically we're going to adjust those by some of the linkages that connect those to the mainframe. If we see differences forward to backwards or front to rear on the machine, that can often be a coupling issue. Pitch is higher than what it used to be, and we need to level the machine back out front to back. Usually there's some connection or some type of coupling that you can level the machine front to back with.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for leveling your tillage tools at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn and Kansas City wheat are still doing nicely. Soybeans are still struggling. May corn up 5 3/4, 560. July corn up 4 3/4, 545 3/4. May Kansas City wheat up 7 1/4 at 562 3/4. July up 7 3/4 at 569 3/4. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat doing nicely too. May soybeans down 9.5 at 1409 1/4. July beans down 7.5 at 1403 3/4. The soybean products are mixed. May soybean meal is up $2 at 408.40. July is up $2.40 at 410.90. Bean oil is sharply lower. May is down 134 at 52.58. July is down 111 at 50.87. Cotton is up. May cotton up 59 points at 79.81. July is up 67 at 81.14. In the livestock complex, things are mixed, but still mostly higher. April live cattle up 17 at 122.90. June up 30 at 124.92. April feeders up 72 at 147.20. May feeders up 70 at 152.47. So a positive look for cattle. Each of the back months is well, there's some mixed numbers in the back months, but mostly higher. Hogs are up. April hogs at 102.85. That's up 75. May hogs up 195 at 104.60. So a positive look in the livestock complex. The energies markets are mixed. May crude oil is up 22 cents currently at 59.55. June is up 21 at 59.58. Unleaded gas is a bit lower, while heating oil is a bit higher. And gold is down. April gold is down $3.20 currently at $1,738.30 an ounce. June gold is down 60 cents at $1,742.40. Silver is up fractionally, and copper is lower. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
a spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lots, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in. And we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus. Stock K996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applied to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/8.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The Nordish Motor Company has the price reduced on a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox in red or white. They have a 2021 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather interior. They have a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. It's all new this year. And a 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, brand new under $20,000 at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville.
Day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all the words of kindness linger on. She no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time. No longer needs you, and in your eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried from your own. A love that should have lasted years. Thank you.
KNDY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.